We're going to talk now to some UK scouts who are in Ireland. They're actually in Kerry at the moment. They're touring the country and have a challenge to speak on Irish radio while they're here. And we said we'd help them out. They're from Maidstone in Windsor in the United Kingdom. They've been to Dublin, Wicklow, Cork, Pockfair, Killarney and are now currently in Banna Beach. And they're with me on the line. We've got Leela Maddox, Emily Dames, Sophie Brazil and Emily Boothroyd. Good morning to all of you. Leela, I understand you're on the line first. Good morning to you.
Hello.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Not too bad. Tell me where you are and where you've been for the last while.
So at the moment we are in Kerry. We've been travelling from Dublin to Wicklow, Wicklow to Cork, Corb, Killarney, and we're currently at Banna Beach.
And how have you been getting on?
It's been going really well. As a team we've been working together and we've really been enjoying it.
Okay, and what have you been doing in terms of, you're camping everywhere you go, I take it, in the traditional scout way?
Yeah, so we've been backpacking with our hiking bags and we've been travelling around the country.
Okay, why are you doing it, Leela?
We're doing it as it's our Explorer Belt. It's the top award in scouting. It's something we've all wanted to do because we've been part of the movement for so long.
Okay, brilliant stuff. But listen, can you pass me over to Emily? If that's okay.
Yeah.
Emily Dames. I think we have Emily Dames on the line. Emily, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining me in the programme. Listen, tell me about your trip. What's the highlight been so far?
So I would say my highlight was when yesterday we took a bike ride from Tralee to Finett down the Greenway and we sat by the beach for a couple of hours and made some sandcastles. That was really fun.
It was fantastic. You love the Greenway.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was so pretty.
Okay. Has anything surprised you about Ireland on your trip?
I would say that the buses, we thought, because in the UK we're used to so many buses, there's not many buses.
You'd like to see more public transport.
More public transport.
Okay, that's a handy note. No, our legislators or politicians need to take a word of that. Listen, will you pass me on to Sophie Brazil?
Let me pass you on to
great
Sophie.
Stuff, thanks for talking to me, Emily. Sophie Brazil, good morning to you.
Morning.
And listen, tell me about your trip. What's the highlight for you on your Explorer Belt trip to Ireland and to Kerry?
My highlight's just been seeing how Ireland differs from England and experiencing a different culture. I've really liked the scenery as well. Just it's a lot like cleaner than England.
Really? So we're doing well on that front.
Yeah.
Brilliant. That sounds great. And listen, you went to Pockfair. Is that right?
Yeah, we did. So that was a few days ago. We went for the last day, saw the fireworks. It was a really nice atmosphere.
Yeah. What did you make of the goat?
We didn't actually see the goat. We got there a bit late. But we saw the stand where it was at, and it looked like a really great festival to be at.
Brilliant stuff. Great stuff, Sophie. Well, listen, well done to you. Pass me on to Emily there, finally.
Yeah, okay.
Hello.
Emily Boothroyd, good morning to you and thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you for the opportunity.
How have you enjoyed the trip?
I've absolutely loved it. It's been a really good challenge. I've loved pushing myself. We've done lots of walking as well, so I think we've walked about 90 hours across the whole week, so no, it's been really good.
Brilliant. How have you got on with the weather? We've had some truly awful summer weather here. How have you, has that affected you?
To be honest, I think I was expecting a lot worse. I think I packed for the wet weather, so we were quite lucky with some of the sunny days we did have. But we all did make sure we were prepared with all our kit.
Well, I suppose that's part of being a scout, isn't it? You prepare for all that.
We are prepared. Yeah.
Okay. you're ranging in ages from 16 to 22. Is that right?
We are. So our youngest is 16 and then I'm 22.
Okay. So Emily, is this part of what scouts do towards the end of their scouting lives, this Explorer Belt? Do scouts from all over the world do similar things?
Yeah. So you can do the Explorer Belt between the ages of 16 and 25. So definitely if you have the opportunity to do that, then I would definitely recommend it. And then obviously when you're younger, you go through Beavers, Cubs and Scouts into Explorers and Network. And then as soon as Network ends at the age of 25, and then like myself, I'm now an Explorer leader. So people do become leaders as well.
Okay. So a really worthwhile thing to get involved in.
Yes, no, definitely.
Okay, what was your highlight, Emily?
My highlight was probably working as a team, and also I really enjoyed Killarney, really enjoyed the beautiful scenery as well.
Okay, brilliant stuff. Well, listen, look, guys, well done. You're heading home tomorrow, I understand. Is that right?
No, we're actually heading home Saturday.
Oh, Saturday. Yeah. Okay, all right. So
Saturday.
You have a couple of days left to enjoy it. Where are you heading to next?
We finished our explore about tomorrow. And then we're staying in Tralee until Saturday.
So okay, well, listen,
a
look.
A few days to enjoy.
Enjoy it, Emily. And thanks so much for talking to us. And the best of luck with and getting the belts and all of that. And thanks for visiting and exploring Kerry.
Thank you. Really appreciate the opportunity.